again, Turdville, Turd Ferguson here, reporting for duty on Wednesday, April the 6th, 2016. Welcome back. Well, what an interesting, crazy day today this was in the markets. I know it may not seem like it. Don't know exactly what you were watching, but as I noted all through yesterday's podcast thread and all through the thread this morning, I was watching with rapt attention changes to the all-important dollar-yen. Well, you know, somewhat all-important. Doesn't seem to be as all-important as it used to be. Nonetheless, quite a battle today and just intriguing to watch on so many levels. The central bank intervention, whether it was the Bank of Japan trying to pump it back up, or is it maybe even the People's Bank of China trying to slam it down? Why would they be slamming it down, Turd? Remember, the yuan is fixed, roughly at least at this point, fixed to the U.S. dollar. And by rallying the yen, which is evidenced in a declining USD/JPY, by rallying the yen, you are weakening the dollar. And by weakening the dollar, you're also weakening the yuan. So there very much could be an internal central bank struggle here of the People's Bank of China trying to shove the dollar yen lower and the Bank of Japan trying to push it back higher. Very, very interesting to watch because, of course, yesterday we had that it was unbelievable to watch. As soon as dollar yen broke 110, there was this instant intervention that popped it back up about 50 cents. And then all day, you know, it was pretty hard for it to go back down. In fact, after a while, it started to trend higher as it seemed like traders started to think, well, clearly there's not much interest from the Bank of Japan in letting dollar yen go back down under a dollar, under 110. But then that's where we got to this morning. We were about 110 and 30, 110 and 40. And all of a sudden, and over the course about 30 minutes, came cascading down back to that 110 level. And then there was a clear apprehension to take it below there. It was really fascinating to watch because, again, if you're in there trading yourself and you saw what happened yesterday, well, why on earth would you want to take on the Bank of Japan? I mean, very limited potential profit with potential great risk. And boom, here they came again today, slamming it back higher, but only temporarily. And we immediately rolled back over. In fact, made new lows in that dollar yen right after the FOMC minutes were released. There was a gap down. And we got all the way down to 109.34. Since rebounded back up about 109.75. Still below 110. And it sets up again now what will be a very interesting overnight and remainder of the week. And we'll talk about that in context of gold and silver in the miners, which are also set up for a very interesting end of the week. And an end of the week that, at least in terms of what is scheduled, does not have any major news items ahead of us. Oh, there's some inventory stuff that'll come out early Friday morning, which will have an impact on the GDP calculation again for the first quarter. But really, I mean, there's nothing out there. So unless there is some unexpected news that moves the currency markets and then by extension moves everything else, well, we're just going to have to see what drives everything. And like I said, when we get to the gold and silver charts, you'll see what I'm getting at about how all of a sudden, the way things have gone this week, we are set up for a very important, significant, and interesting last 2 days of the week in gold, silver, and the miners. Beginning yesterday, we've got to always start with our open interest changes. Yesterday, gold, remember, rallying on the weakening dollar yen, up $10, mainly overnight yesterday, capped during the COMEX session. But anyway, while we're up $10, open interest rose by 3,200, back up to 474,000. Here's something interesting for you. Silver yesterday up 17 cents, a little more than 1%, open interest rose by 2,100. Now, we've been watching shorts as well as longs on the speculator side coming into silver. Well, guess what? With yesterday's open interest jump, we are now just a shade below 180,000 contracts of silver open interest, 179,913. That, my friend, is the highest open interest in COMEX silver since August 10th of last year. So we're talking 8 months. And when we were that high on August 10th, we were on our way down from an all-time record high peaking at 200,000 contracts in late June. Remember, we bottomed out down there 155, 160. Now we're all the way back up to 180,000 contracts with silver in this tremendous tug of war here around $15. Huh. Very, very, very interesting. There was, of course, a COT survey taken yesterday. We won't get the results for another 2 days. For the COT week, gold down $7. Open interest down 6,400 contracts. So there you go. There's probably an improvement, at least a small improvement, in the COT structure of gold. Silver, though, it's impossible to say. Silver down 12 cents, but open interest was up nearly 5,000 contracts. Again, with 2,000 of it coming just yesterday. Crazy. So anyway, that was our day today. Of course, the stock market rallied. We'll get to that in a second. Even with the dollar yen going down. And gold, again, suppressed hard by the London monkeys overnight, tried to rally early and then was just sat upon and shoved, pressed lower all day on the COMEX. But it's peaked up a little bit post the FOMC minutes. And I've got here, just before the end of the Globex session, I got 1225 in gold, 1510 in silver. Remember those numbers when we get to those charts. But first, we got to start with that dollar yen, because again, if you're looking for, like I said earlier, you're looking for what will be, or at least could potentially be, the driver of what will, should potentially be some significant, not necessarily, you know, groundbreaking huge moves, but some significant action in gold and silver these next 2 days. Absent headlines, absent unpredictable headlines, it's the dollar yen. Thought I would give you this weekly chart of the dollar yen, going back now 3 years, all the way back to the manipulated smash for $200 of gold back in mid-April of 3 years ago. That's 3 years ago now. Yeesh. Anyway, the huge run-up in late 2014 from 102 to 120 that coincided with, remember the whole disinflation bias trade? The stock market began to collapse. I mean, it was crazy back then, that fall of 2014. We went up, we peaked, and then we've since rolled over in the last 7 or 8 months. All right, you recall, back early this year, actually late last year, we came down hard in August, back there with Blue Monday, August 24th, and bounced off the 116 level, which was a clearly defined, pretty important area of support in that dollar yen. Rallied back up over 122, came down in early January, had the rally from the Bank of Japan when they announced NERP. Remember, that lasted 3 days, up to 121. And then came down, and once that 116 level was broken, remember this, back in February, I said, look out. I remember it closed below there on a Friday. It was by the next Thursday we were down to 111. But it was on that Friday podcast, whatever that is, Friday the 5th of February, we were like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? Because we closed for the, you know, down here, very close. I guess that must have been close to 160. I must be getting my dates off a little bit. But anyway, I remember when we smashed through it. It was a big deal. Came all the way down again in 1 week from 116 to 111. Remember, I told you if it took out 116, we were going to 110. Though we bounced three times over a period of what? 2 months at 111. Today, we've decisively taken out 110. Next 2 days are critical for this dollar yen thing. We close Friday below 110. If it begins to accelerate here, which again is why the Bank of Japan was intervening so hard the last couple of days, I mean, we're looking at 106. So you got to watch this baby really, really closely. Again, it's not, the banks are working so hard to try to contain gold, and they've been working so hard now for almost 4 weeks, going back to March the 10th, that they've disconnected, or at least disconnected the ability of the algos to go long gold and move to higher prices as the yen has fallen, because they are capping so hard. But man, I tell you what, if we get a move like we did that second week of February, going from 116 to 111 in a week, they're not going to be able to hold gold back. All right, before we get to the gold chart, I want to show you, just for laughs, remember we've been tracking the dollar yen and its influence on stock market futures and what a sham and illusion, all that kind of stuff. Then all of a sudden, back in the middle of February, at that bottom where Yellen was on the phone with Carney and Draghi, all of a sudden the excuse that the market was going to rally was because the crude oil market was rallying. Oh, yes, because this is good, you know, crude oil rallying. The global growth, the global economy is strong. That's why crude oil is bouncing back. And so that's why the stock market's going up. Yeah, right. But an inconvenient thing happened about 2 weeks ago. Crude rolled over and went down. But instead of following it down, magically, the stock market continued higher, which you can see on this first chart. Not using strength in crude because it wasn't convenient. Of course, the dollar yen was going down, so we weren't following that either. So apparently, it's just been following the VIX, the other indicator that ES futures seem to follow. Until today. And why today? Because crude was going up today. And so, as you can clearly see, for the last 2 weeks, there was a divergence where it was like the algos were switched off. Today, they're switched back on. Why? Because crude was going up. Unbelievable. I got to tell you, this total sham. The illusion and the dupes that are out there, everybody from your stockbroker to some dope working at Schwab to your next door neighbor that sit there and think, oh, yes, well, the economy's strong. Look at the stock market was up today. That's fair. There is no stock market. There isn't. Oh, sure, you can call up Ameritrade and buy yourself 100 shares of Coca-Cola and knock yourself out. But in the broad sense, that there are people buying and selling individual shares of companies based off arcane notions like fundamentals and P/E ratios and all that shit. Give me a break. It's all just this big, gigantic sham of mope and spin and illusion and wealth effect. Unbelievable. Back to gold. Now, like I said, these next 2 days are going to be critical. Why, Turd? Why? Well, now you're going to see why. Take a look at this very short-term chart of the June gold contract. Now, you'll recognize a number of lines on here. You got the 50-day moving average at 1217 that has been providing support now for 4 days. You've got the red downtrend arrow from the overnight highs of March the 10th, which has been providing resistance for 4 weeks. But then I thought I'd also give you the old blue top of the pennant. Remember that? That was the pennant that began, the high point of that pennant, the end of that blue line is February the 11th. We got to 1263, when the same day the USDJPY got to 111 the first time. Anyway, remember that pennant? That was that pennant that broke there on March the 3rd. We shot higher from 1240 to 1260 that day, and everybody got excited. That was the day of the ECB. No, I'm sorry, that wasn't. That was the day of the March BLSBS report for February. Big reversal, charge higher on the 4th. Okay? The 10th, the next big green candle over there, where we came down and tested first the extension of that pennant line, that was ECB. It was the 11th when we broke out higher. Everything fundamentally positive, going crazy, that then the banks put in operation must beat back the metals and rinse out the specs. Okay? But anyway, that blue line, as you continue to extend that pennant, you can see how that has offered both support and some light resistance. It's offering support now. In fact, today's low is very close to that blue line. Now notice, tomorrow, and I guess we'll say Friday, the intersection of all three of these. So, something's going to happen because we're moving into a corner and it's going to slam shut. Either the banks are going to get a huge rally in the dollar yen and use it as cover to smash gold and silver. You're going to see a connection then, that's for sure. And gold's going to plummet back down underneath the red arrow, down underneath the blue line, down through the 50-day, and make a move all the way down to 1,200. Or, and this is why that dollar yen is so important, the dollar yen, maybe it puts on a move like it did back in early February and drops 5 points in 5 days. And they are unable to smash it down. And instead, we use the blue line as support again. And we shoot higher and suddenly get back above 1240 and close there. Keep your fingers crossed. Going to be a very, very important 24 or 48 hours. Same thing in silver. Again, silver's been riding and using as support primarily its 200-day moving average. 4 days in a row, it has found support there. However, it too has a clearly defined downtrend line going back to the highs of March the 18th. Slammed. As soon as it got over 16, man, it was game over. J.P. Morgan slammed the door and said, "Gnug, that's it." And you can see the two gigantic red candles ever since. However, again, working into a corner. You look at this, that red downtrend arrow is going to intersect the 200-day no later than Monday. Really, there'd be very little room to maneuver by the close on Friday. But you could technically squeeze in one more candle on Monday. So, putting this all together, here we are. Again, dollar yen at a critical point falling below that 110, which if it closes below there on Friday, brings into a picture 106. And it could get there fast like it did back in February. At the exact same time, gold and silver but at a highly important inflection point. Those of you hoping that we move higher, COTS be damned, then you need a rally here. You need to get silver to break out higher and close above that arrow and above 1520 and make a move above 1540. You need gold to spring off the 50-day, spring off that blue line on that chart, rally and close above 1240. What's going to make that happen? About the only thing I can see is a collapse in the dollar yen. We'll see. Similarly, the miners. Again, really impressive day in the Hui again today, given all that's going on. Hui actually rallied this afternoon to close positive at 181, highest close in a couple of weeks. You can also draw what is clearly kind of an upsloping trend from early February. And a pennant, not only on this Hui chart, but in the chart next to it, which is the GDXJ. That's that ETF, junior miner ETF. No surprise that they kind of look alike, right? Again, both at a major crossroads, working themselves into the corner of this pennant, either going to break down and plummet and correct, or they're going to move higher, break out of this pennant and move to new highs. Oh man, do I have your attention? I hope so. Again, didn't really expect all of this to happen this week. This has all kind of played out over the last 3 days. But with the action in the dollar yen, with the action in gold and silver, the clear, determined, continuing effort by the banks to suppress price and break the back of this rally versus, again, where we now stand on the charts, and reiterating what might happen next in the dollar yen, man, we are set up. Just be paying attention these next couple days. These are important. Finally, again, reminder, A to A tomorrow with my friend Bill Holter. Bill's never short of strong opinions, and I know many of you are familiar with him and you appreciate what he does and his work with Santa. Join us tomorrow, noon Eastern, for A to A with Bill Holter. Sign up by clicking the link on this podcast page. Pretty easy to do. A lot of fun to be listening live, but of course we'll post it tomorrow afternoon for those of you that can't join us as it's going on. All right, that's it. Man, if you ever had going to keep your phone next to you while you're hanging around tonight and tomorrow, and keeping a link open, keep an eye on that dollar yen. That'll tell you about all you need to know. And then we'll get back together tomorrow and again on Friday, and we'll see how this all plays out. It's going to be interesting. This is Turd Ferguson signing off now. Hang in there. Keep the faith. I'm out.